We're now joined by the head coach of the Milan Wildcats. He picked up victory number 20 last night in Andrea Dabney. A nice victory over the Marceline Tigers. Coming down the home stretch here of the regular season schedule, we will have Mercer Milan coming up Monday night on Z101.7. If my health holds out, I was talking about my health with Coach Dabney, and who knows what it's going to look like on Monday, but I'm planning on being over at the Den. We're going to have Dennis Stevenson at the Den tonight for Linn County at Milan on 92.3 KTTN. So that's kind of the heads up to you guys over there. We'll have Dennis over there tonight, Coach.
All right, good deal.
Last night, workmanlike victory for your team. It looks like you just didn't score a whole lot, but you didn't give up a whole lot. Was it just, you know, the boys did what they had to do to get a win against a pretty good Marceline team?
Yeah, Marceline kind of slowed it down against us a little bit, so it limited the number of possessions that we normally get in a ball game. But we had some kids on the outside. They really packed it in, and we had some kids from the outside step up and finally start hitting some shots from the perimeter like we needed to, and played pretty decent defense, kept it pretty low scoring in the first half, and just kind of did a good job to do what we needed to do.
Every game that I see from North Andrew, and I haven't seen them yet this year, I saw them last year at St. Joe, but it looks like that team is just really good at jumping out, getting a double-digit lead after the first quarter. Then if you're a good team, you can play with them a little bit, but you can't ever catch them. And that sounds like it was the case on Friday night.
Yeah, definitely. Probably one of the best teams I've seen in the last couple years as far as just balance. You know, they're not flashy. They're not real pressure, full court pressure. They just play good half court defense. They force you into taking shots you don't want to take. Once the ball is picked up, they do a really good job of getting out in the passing lanes and forcing you to make some poor decisions. And I kind of felt like that was the difference. Was we had some young kids early on that made some poor decisions with the basketball, and they're just a group that doesn't make a bad choice. I mean, they're just a good, solid offensive team. And they just kind of got away from us there. We had a couple possessions. We went empty, and they hit some three balls on that and got a 13-point lead, and then they just kind of maintained that through the rest of the game.
We talk all the time about how you get better by playing good teams, and if I got a gun to my head in class one, I'm saying North Andrew's going to win state. They're ranked number one. They haven't been beaten. So, you know, playing that team ought to make you guys a lot better in the long run.
Oh, definitely. I wish that we had more teams like that on our schedule because it – you know, as the game progressed, our kids started to adjust a little bit. They were a little stronger to the bucket. We started to make a little bit better choices. We hunkered down defensively and did a good job, started to rebound the ball a little bit better. And I feel like if we could play teams like that over and over again, it's just going to make us better. And the best thing is that it's not just me that thinks that. I actually had one of our kids just last hour in PE said, I wish we played teams like North Andrew more often because that was really a fun game. So they know that they'd like to play teams like that because they recognize talent when they see it, that's for sure.
Your team has a little bit of the same thing, too, especially when you get somebody in your small little gym and you know, got long arms and you play fast. That's what I remember about North Andrew last year is that they just have length and it's tough to get anything going to the hoop against them.
Yeah, and they've added quite a bit of strength to go with that. I mean, you can tell these kids have worked in the off season, and you just every possession, you really have to work every possession just to even get a good look. And then typically you're only going to get one good look because they're a big, strong, long, athletic team, so they're going to typically, you know, control the boards as well. But for a group of younger kids, I thought it was a good experience for our guys. And, you know, we just got beat by a much better basketball team on Friday. That was the difference.
You know, considering the level of opponent that you played, the distance that you had to travel to get to play that game, it's very similar to the type of atmosphere that you might see at, say, a state quarterfinal or a state sectional or something like that, if you're fortunate enough to get through districts.
Oh, yeah, and that was what, looking down the road, that was, you know, it was a good prep for us because I feel like at some point these kids are going to be in a big game, and the North Andrew crowd was into it. You know, we had a long trip. We were kind of a little banged up. Ryan had kind of tweaked his ankle the night before, and so it was a good experience for us to have to kind of overcome a few things. And just try to, you know, get out and play. So I think it will definitely help us down the road. If we should play well enough to move on, I think it will be a good experience for us, and I think we learned a lot in that experience.
Unfortunately, we got to talk about some injuries. Quinn Doak separated his shoulder last night. He had to go to Kirksville to get it put back in, so that's not good moving forward.
Yeah, Quinn does so many things, you know, that go unlooked because he just handles the ball well for us. He plays good defense. He kind of is our game manager that controls the game, and just went out to deflect a pass and dislocated his shoulder and was out for out of place for quite a while before he got it fixed. So I'm guessing he's probably a pretty sore young man this morning, and trying to keep in touch with him and hopefully he'll get that looked at, and you know, hopefully nothing that's you know, a long-term thing for him, because he's a multi-sport athlete and we need to get him back. But having his presence just with our team alone is going to help us, because Quinn's just a great leader, and you hate it for a kid who's worked so hard to have this happen at the end of the season, but he'll overcome. He's a good, strong kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as far as it goes, Coach, it sounds like you're about 99% sure he's done for the season. If you happen to get to March, or say March 1st, is there a chance, if you give him two and a half weeks, he might be able to come back?
Yeah, and I don't want to speculate to say that for sure he's going to be out. I'm just, you know, going on past experience for kids who've had injuries like that. That's, you know, had he been able to get it back in place quickly, mm-hmm. we might be talking a little bit different, but I would guess that he's probably going to have a limited range of motion here for a while. And but, you know, hopefully we can get him back, because, you know, originally when he hurt that shoulder in football, they had told him that he'd miss the rest of basketball and he'd miss baseball. And once they got in there and checked things out, that wasn't the case at all, and he made it back for the start of basketball. So you never know. He might make it back for us, and we definitely hope that he gets back and plays with us.
Hunter Shaw has found his scoring touch a little bit, particularly last night, Coach. That's a great sign for your team moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I thought that our kids did well last night that allowed for our kids to score from the perimeter a little bit more was obviously Marceline packed it in, and they were not going to let us beat them from the inside. So our kids on the outside did a really good job of making the extra pass. You know, there was a guy who maybe was kind of open, and there's a kid coming to close out, and we made one extra pass just to get it to the kid that maybe had a wide open shot. And Hunter took advantage of that, and hopefully he's found his range again. You know, he started off the season real hot, kind of in a little shooting slump here as of late, and hopefully he's back on track, because when we put some kids on the perimeter with our inside game, I think that we're a pretty tough team to battle with.
Jace White in County tonight. I think certainly he's the best player on the Mustangs roster, and I think that Mercer boys team, they're kind of, you know, one of those teams that's going to be sneaky good once you get to postseason play, as far as, you know, winning a potential district in Class 1. You got them both on your home floor, Coach, tonight and then Monday, but two good teams that are coming to your barn.
Yes, just what we need here. Very good Class 1 teams, and they're going to do well, I'm sure, in the postseason, both of them. They've got some kids that can score. They've got kids who can put the ball on the floor. They play a lot of basketball, athletic, maybe not quite as deep as what we are, I think, but for the most part, you put those five out there, and it's going to be a battle night in, night out here on Friday and Monday, and we're definitely going to have to bring our A game and be ready to play tonight.
Is there anybody that immediately comes to mind as, without Quinn, he's going to kind of be the guy who plays like Quinn or plays Quinn's minutes, or is it going to be kind of a team thing?
I think it's going to have to be a team thing. And, you know, because he does so many things that just kind of float under the radar, my hope is that we don't have anybody that really tries to, you know, step in there and, oh, I really got to take this spot. You know, we're just going to fill in. We play a lot of guys anyway, so it's not like I'm bringing somebody into our lineup who hasn't, you know, played a lot. And I've looked at different scenarios of who we're playing on any given night if we need to go a little bit bigger. I mean, obviously we could always move Ryan out to the wing if we need to for a little bit more ball handling, but I'd like to keep him on the inside. So we have some options on our bench. You know, Marcus Diaz, Dre Moorhead, and Dom have been playing really good basketball, so each of those guys could step in and fill in a wing or a little bit of a post position for us too. So I think we'll be all right. It'll obviously change some minutes of some kids that play, but for the most part, it's still going to be the same game plan for us.
Head coach Andre Dabney of the Milan Wildcats. Coach, good luck tonight. We'll see you Monday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.